Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. Hello, hello. How are you? I hope you've had a beautiful weekend, and I hope you have some of that spring energy in your heart and in your mind already. This week here at the Daily Practice, we are going to do something that we do pretty much every year. And yes, it relates to spring. And it is both my favorite and also at times my least favorite springtime activity to do. But at the end of the week, if you really take this intention to heart, you do the practices every day, you are going to feel so much lighter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This week, we are going to start spring cleaning. Even just saying that gives me a little bit of dread along with the excitement of it, because I know after spring cleaning, there's no feeling like it. I want to spend some time this week to really clean out and air out and declutter areas of our home that feel messy or that feel unorganized, but also other areas of our lives. We spring clean not only our homes, of course, that's a really important part, but we also spring clean our day-to-day routine. We can spring clean our relationships. We can spring clean our self-care practices. Spring cleaning really is about looking at our lives to check in and notice where we feel weighed down, where old cobwebs have collected in the corners, where we haven't paid enough attention in a little while, where we might have been procrastinating things and we've let things pile on and pile up. We might be feeling a little bit weighed down by certain things in our lives. And for many of us, yes, that is the mess in different parts of our home. So this week, we are going to spring clean and we're going to get rid of things that no longer serve us. And that might mean that this is the week that you actually get into that spring cleaning of your home, where you clean out your closet completely, or you do a complete floor to bottom spring cleaning of your entire house. It could also be the week where you actually tune in where spiritually and emotionally you are feeling weighed down, or where you feel like you have been collecting or holding on to things that no longer are in alignment with who you want to be. And that's really a beautiful thing to do at this time of year. We are in that space of stepping into fresh beginnings. We have an opportunity for a new start, rebirth, rejuvenation, just feeling new and fresh. And if you are carrying with you something that isn't in alignment with the intention that you have set for spring, or you are walking around kind of dragging along a relationship that no longer is serving you, or letting yourself be treated in certain ways where you really need to set some boundaries, or where you feel like there's a version of you that's kind of present right now that doesn't align with who you want to be, then this week is just a beautiful time for that refresh, to let go of actions or thoughts or habits or people or stuff that no longer serves you, so that you can really make space for everything that you actually want to create. We started this work just a tiny little bit a couple of weeks ago, but This is the week where we are really digging in. By the end of the week, I want you to be able to look around your home and feel so content. I want you to see some clean shelves, and I want you to have that feeling that comes along with knowing that your closet is organized and ready for the season. And that feeling really is so special. So this week, I will start spring cleaning and let go of things that no longer serve me. This week, I will start spring cleaning and let go of things that no longer serve me. Ooh, I'm so excited for this week, and I also know it's going to come along with quite a bit of work. So what I want you to do today is to figure out when you can dedicate this time throughout the week. Do you have an hour you can spend at the end of the day every day? Or can you wake up a little bit earlier every day and do this in the morning for 30 minutes? Or can you plan out your time a little bit better this week so that you have a little bit of time every day to dedicate to spring cleaning? And of course, letting the weekend sort of be the big cherry on top where you dig in and do lots of this work. When are you getting started? How are you getting started? And can you start spring cleaning today? I hope you'll join me for this beautiful and quite intense week that we're going to have ahead, but it's going to feel so good come Sunday. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow.